This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Imagine you have an iconic product, like 80 or 90 years worth of tradition, a billion units sold, that kind of iconic. Do you A, hold tight to that tradition and don't do anything? Or B, overhaul it for a more difficult-to-please customer base and hope for the best? If you're Converse, you take your Chuck Taylor All-Star sneakers and you adapt with the times, baby. Matt Townsend wrote about the new Chuck Taylor 2s for Bloomberg Business. Matt, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
This is one of those corporate decisions that is really surprising and yet not at all surprising all in one, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's they obviously had a really good brand in the Chuck Taylor brand. But the way the trend is going in footwear, I mean, there's a big push towards making shoes more comfortable. People are wearing sneakers in many more settings these days, wearing them for longer periods. So, you know, the move to make them more comfortable seems like a no-brainer. And if you've ever worn Chuck Taylors in your life, I mean, you've probably had the same feeling I did that, yeah, I remember them not being the most comfortable shoe.
So what have they done actually technically? I mean, it looks, for all intents and purposes, like the same shoe.
Yeah, that was one of the things they wanted to definitely stay away from. They didn't want to overhaul the look of the shoe. The big change is that they're using Nike technology in the sole for the first time for any Converse shoe. Converse, which a lot of people don't know, is a unit of Nike.
Right,
so
right.
this is kind of a groundbreaking thing where Nike technology is being used in the sole. It's a kind of foam called Lunar Lon, which has been used in running shoes and basketball shoes that Nike makes. And then a lot of the other stuff is just sort of, I mean, somewhat aesthetics. It's, you know, using better materials. They kind of glossed up a couple things.
Yeah. To be clear, you know, though, no swoosh on the outside of this thing.
Right, no swoosh on the outside. When I interviewed Jim Calhoun, the CEO of Converse, he somewhat jokingly said, but he was also serious, that he does get fan mail from Converse fans saying, you know, don't screw this up and don't you dare put a swoosh on it. And he made it very clear that wasn't happening.
Yeah. So. This is a time in sneakers when you can pay, no joke, like $500 for a pair of basketball shoes. And yet these guys are going to hold the line at like $70 or $80 for a pair of Chuck 2s.
Yeah, that's right. And they are a step up from what the original Chucks are at now, which is around $60 for the high tops.
Who is the Chuck Taylor or Chuck Taylor 2 customer right now? I mean, what did Calhoun tell you?
He said that they're squarely aimed at what he called the active creative kid, which is basically a teenager, mid-teens to late teens, that maybe they play sports, but they're not a, quote, jock, or that really doesn't define them, but they have like a creative side to them. And everything else with Chuck Taylors, with you have adults wearing them, you have baby boomers still wearing them, that's just basically a cherry on top for the brand. I mean, they are still aimed at getting the youth culture behind the shoe.
Matthew Townsend writes for Bloomberg Business about the Chuck Taylors, the new Chuck Taylors. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.